This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn Classical High School Athletic Director Bill Devin. Hello, Bill. Welcome.
Bill Newell, always a pleasure to talk to you and MSO Sports, especially, you know, at the beginning of the fall season. Everyone's chomping at the bit to get out there, you know. So, how you doing, Bill?
Good. Everyone hopefully had a good summer, and for some of us, we hope the summer continues a little bit longer. But for those of you than I used to be in the schools, you know, we know it comes to an end right about now with the fall practices and so on. And but that's an exciting time. I mean, all things are happening, getting ready for the first day of school in days, if you will. But Bill, what's new at Lynn Classical High School for fall athletics? And what do you have for new coaches, for example?
So for our girls soccer program, which has been very successful over the last couple of years, we have a new soccer coach. His name is Alvy Ibanez. He is from Salem. He's a Salem native, and he coached the Salem State University girls soccer team for 10 years, mm-hmm. led them to multiple championships. So he's new. He's replacing Mike Shenna, who did a great job here. Mike has moved on and taken a coaching position at Ashland High School. So he's the new coach there. Cross country, we have a brand new coach and a brand new teacher in Brendan Morris. He's taking over for the world famous Colleen Peterson, who has gotten a job promotion within the Lynn Public School System. She's now in charge of all of the PE teachers. So we've lost Colleen as a coach, but we have not lost her as a supporter of not only our coaches, but all of our PE programs in the city. So other than that, everybody's still intact. You know, Brian Vaughn, football, Eric Marino, boys soccer. Chris LeBlanc is back for his second year as our volleyball coach. As you know, he won the GBL last year. And we have a brand new cheerleading coach for football. Her name is Brittany LeGault. She's very excited about the upcoming year. She has a lot of pep and experience, and our football game should be very exciting with the cheerleading group that we have this year. So I don't know if that was too quick, but oh, and I can't forget about our GBL champion golf team. We have a great coach in John Jack Morrison, who's been here for a number of years, and he's not only a great coach, but he's a great supporter of all of our other programs here at Classical. You'll see Coach Morrison at our hockey games, our basketball games, and baseball games, and just about everywhere. So we're looking to have a good season in the fall. I'm very confident that all of our teams are going to compete and do well. So that's kind of a quick synopsis of the Rams for the fall.
Well, at one of my jobs at in the Lynn schools, I was day to day. I'd see Jack Morrison every day as walking through the halls, or I was, you know. So he's been. We did a couple features on the golf team a few years ago. But great coach, and he's still doing going strong, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
and I know that my own kids like the fact that Jack works over at Kelly Green's in the Hunt, if you know what I mean. As far as ample tea times and maybe the price is right for my boys over there.
Oh.
I mean, but Jack's always on the lookout. He does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, helping kids get clubs and memberships to Gannon. He's just a class act, and we're very fortunate to have him as our coach, as so with all of our other coaches, because as you know, a coach can change the whole demeanor of your life with a positive experience in a particular sport, you know. And we're lucky to have people like that are willing to work with our kids. So,
Bill, tell me more about football. What's the preseason preview for the Classical Rams this year?
We have good numbers. We have over 50 kids, and Bill, we're going back to the, you know, the 70s and the 80s. We're going back to the old Green Bay Packer look. So we got our helmets painted yellow with the green horn, and we got new uniforms coming, especially with the help of our now superintendent, Deb Ruggiero. She was instrumental in getting all of the school's new football uniforms. But on the field, we're going to have to overcome, as you know, our star quarterback last year, Brian Vaughn Jr., suffered a debilitating knee injury in the Thanksgiving Day game, and he is still rehabbing his knee from that. So he will not be back this year. He's going to miss the season, and that's going to be very difficult for us to overcome. Not only is Brian a top passer, but he was like having an extra running back there out of the quarterback spot. He was a very good runner, like his father was at Northeastern University.
Oh, absolutely. I remember watching his father. Absolutely. Yeah. the head coach there, yeah, Brian Vaughn.
But I think on the other side of the ball, defensively, we get kids like last year's MVP, Nick Costa, R.J. Fessler. We're returning like 8 or 9 kids that started on defense last year. So I think defensively we're going to be good. We're going to have to kind of figure it out on offense. I don't want to say too much, but let's just say this, that the Rams are going to be running the ball a lot this year, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, you've said a lot already, Bill. Anyways, I want to wrap up with one other question, Bill, for you, and that is, I talked to Dick Newton about this the other day, but the move to the Greater Boston League. So share with us, your thoughts on that and how it's played out since Lynn Classical moved from the Northeastern Conference, along with Lynn English, into the Greater Boston League.
All right. First of all, who's Dick Newton?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I have the name wrong. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
On the other side of the city of Lynn. Yeah. Okay. How has it been for us? In my estimation, a great move, especially for our girls' teams. All of our teams are competitive. All of our teams are competing for league championships. The proximity of the games has been fine. Sub-varsity stuff has been fine, and we've also been able to incorporate a lot of the NEC schools into our schedules as non-league opponents. So we kind of have the best of both worlds, and I think it was a good move. Because some of our sports, especially girls soccer, we were getting absolutely annihilated by schools like Beverly, Danvers, Marblehead. Basketball, it's, Tom Sawyer will tell you, he was a big advocate of the move. It's worked out well for our girls' basketball team. But on the other side, but some of the other sports, we've been really challenged. Boys soccer in the GBL is very, very competitive, as is boys basketball. So our teams are aiming to improve, and they're aiming to qualify for the state tournament this year in those sports. But all of our other sports, golf, cross country, tennis, it's been a good move. It's been a great move.
Bill, your response is similar to Dick Newton's, the athletic director at Lynn English High School. As he said, it was a good move as well, great move. And but I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the girls' sports, because I was thinking the same thing, kind of that the move would be good for girls, for many of the girls' sports, and you really nailed it with the soccer piece there. I think that that it makes things, all of a sudden the girls' soccer program at Lynn English or Lynn Classical becomes a bit more competitive within their league, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a better fit for us too, demographically, the diversity of all the schools. Those schools are like us. You know what I mean? And in every conference, it doesn't matter whether you're in the NEC or the GBL, every conference has its ups and downs. But all of my fellow athletic directors are all on board. They work around things. They work through things to make sure that the experiences are right for our kids. And it's just been, for me professionally, it's been a great move. Some of the friendships that I've developed, not only with the other ADs, but with some of their coaches, and it's just been all around a good move. And I think it's just going to continue to get better. That's my estimation as we move forward. But Dickie's right, especially for English and for classical. And, you know, and who knows, Bill, down the road, there's been talk of some other schools joining the league, and my thought to that is the more the merrier, you know. So, but
yeah,
so far so good.
Yeah, Tim, Bill, how many teams are in the league right now? I mean, is it eight? You have eight or six?
I believe it's eight. Yep. Just off the top of my head.
Okay.
So if we add nine or even ten, there's been, I don't want to mention, but there's been some solid rumors of a city very near Lynn contemplating a move to the GBL in the near future.
All right.
Which, in my opinion, that city would be well deserved to do that for all of their sports, especially girls' sports, as I mentioned before. But I think right now we're in a good place. Actually, this year we're starting Charlie Conifrey over in Malden, we're starting a girls volleyball jamboree, and our kids are very excited about that. So all the GBL schools will be going over there on Saturday, August 27th, for that jamboree. And that's probably going to be a regular thing for years to come.
Yeah.
So, and they're also doing a girls jamboree in soccer. I think they're trying that out in Medford. We're not going to be a part of that this year because we're making a new switch from a new coach. So, but I think down the road that we'll definitely be involved in that. So things are good, Bill.
All right. Well, that's some good information. And Bill, we'll stop there, but I'll let you know that we plan to talk again here soon and maybe bring the team back together, you and Dick Newton. We've been talking about it, and I'm not sure if the folks are ready for it, but we might give it a shot. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to doing another interview with Richard Newton.
I know. Well,
it will be exciting because, as you know, Bill, as you know, Richard Newton is not afraid to express his opinion on air. He's not afraid.
No, you know, neither one of you guys are holding back too much here. I know. All right. Well, Bill, hang on the line with me for a second, but that's Bill Devin, athletic director at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.